Derwent Street. In the abandoned hours, I can hear the boorish sibilance of garbage trucks on their rounds. The shy, nocturnal air builds a brittle nest with strands of fear. Insomniac crickets tick like manic clocks in the unmown expanse of the vacant lot where, last week on the razor grass, a young woman was raped and her voice broke like green glass against a wall while the street slept. 3 a.m. on a weeknight, certifiably dead, Derwent Street lies wrapped in a body bag of plastic darkness, under lamps as gelid as fluorescents humming in a morgue. The casual anger of an alley dog rends the pale throat of silence. A blind opens across the street like a bruised eye and, fearing further violence, tensely watches the threatening night. The air is sticky, the leaves of trees sweat, and my mind reels with the cheap perfume of the jasmine climbing backyard fences like a drunk schoolgirl sneaking home. I retreat inside. In the bedroom, you have burned frankincense.